a thank you letter to the men who didn't have the balls to claim me. So automatically, we know that we're dealing with an uber-feminist, so this is going to be an article solely for comedic effect. So I can make fun of this dumb broad named Kate Rose. Very funny. It looks to be very, very humorous. Let's see. This is a note to thank all the men who never had the balls to claim me. Wow. So, first of all, any woman that says something like this, no man wants you. That's really what it is. No man wants you, so you have to try and rationalize your singleness to yourself. So, it's everybody else's fault. It's men's fault. Yet another example of women's inability to take accountability for their negative station in life. Not my fault. It's not the choices that I've made. Just men are intimidated by me. They're not strong enough. What does that say about you? Maybe you're too strong. Maybe you're too obnoxious. Maybe you're too in their face. Oh, no. It's not my fault. Anyway, before I get into the story, I would like to ask those of you out there that like and appreciate my content to go check out my website, therealistphilosopher.com. That is therealistphilosopher.com. Yes, that's right. I have a website. I've had a website for years now. You'll find a lot of useful and interesting social media links in the upper right-hand corner. I suggest you, at the very least, follow me on Facebook and Twitter so that you can be kept abreast of whenever I post new content, and especially whenever I am doing a live show. So you follow me there. You choose to accept notifications for whenever I post new content, you will know. Also, follow me on BitChute. All my content eventually ends up there, bitchute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. That's bitchute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. So follow me on those two venues. Anyhow, back to the story. So, although I am strong and independent, well, then why do you want a man to claim you? Has to claim you? Why don't you claim him? This is so interesting to me. A woman that talks like this about how strong she is and that she's so strong that she tends to intimidate men. Well, why don't you go after them? No. Because I'm so strong and independent. I'm so strong I can't handle rejection. Doesn't sound very strong to me. Anyhow, I have a secret cavern inside my heart that is open to be claimed but never owned. Well, if it's a secret, then how the fuck am I supposed to know about it, you dumb bitch? So let me get this straight. You're very strong, which means she's a bitch. She's in your face, which means she's probably got resting bitch face all the fucking time, which repulses men and makes them less inclined to approach her. And, in addition, she secretly wants to be approached, but it's a secret. And then she wonders why she doesn't get approached. But she's too strong to approach men because then she might get her feelings hurt, which would mean she's very weak. Okay, I see. Anyhow, and while I realize I still have so far to travel on this journey, how old are you? What do you mean travel? You mean like development as a person? You sound like you're abroad over 30. Because only women over 30 talk like this. Only women who have hit the wall and now want something serious because they can't ride the cock carousel anymore talk like this. I mean, if you're in your 30s, shouldn't you be fully cooked by now? No. I have miles and miles to go. Yeah, okay, honey. Yeah. Oh, talk about Peter Pan syndrome. I also feel immensely thankful for all those maybes and what ifs. You mean the maybes and the what ifs that have damaged you beyond the point of being someone that anybody wants to be with? So much so that you have to rationalize to yourself while you're alone by saying, it's men's fault. They're just too weak to approach me. Oh, I see. I'm thankful for those who were intimidated by my wild heart. I see, I called it. Oh, they were intimidated by your wild heart. The fuck kind of language is this? Your wild heart. Translation, I didn't want to commit to any one man. Wild heart. So she was all over the place. She's roaming from grass, greener to greener still, looking for even more green. I got news for you, honey. eventually there's a point where you can't get greener, all right? But apparently she never found that or, you know, figured there was always something greener until she hit the wall. And now she doesn't seem to understand that there's a biological reality to life. That, you know, once you hit a point where you can't have kids anymore, or it's very unlikely, or if you do have fucking kids, you're going to need help from a doctor. Men aren't that interested anymore. Imagine that, at least the men she wants. Because it taught me that I have two choices in life. False dichotomy. There's usually more. Not always, but I'm guessing this is a false dichotomy. To either live within the boundaries of their comfort level, or to say fuck it and be my own self, wild and all. So it is a false dichotomy, because there's other choices. You could choose to have more realistic expectations, and to do that, you could choose to be more self-aware and more aware of how the world actually works and the biological realities and just the reality in general of how things work and make your choices accordingly. So there are other choices besides these two, but of course she doesn't want to consider those because within those other choices, there's some amount of accountability, meaning her being responsible for where she is. No. Can't have that. So I have to lock myself into this false dichotomy. Continue. I am appreciative of those who made me uncomfortable with my truth. My truth? What? There is no such thing as my truth. There's no my truth. The only time there's a my truth is when it comes to things that are purely subjective, like your emotions. And even then, those might not be your truth, except for the actual feeling itself. Like, I feel bad, I feel good, I feel insecure. Okay, well, that's a truth that's your truth. Now, the things you feel those things about, well, those things might not be in line with the purely subjective aspect of self that is your feelings. But she somehow believes that that's not the case, that I can have my own truth in regards to things that are objective. Oh, really? That's interesting. It was only through learning how much others don't like the truth exposed. You mean your truth? Fuck, do I care about your truth? Your truth's got nothing to do with me, even if it's about me, unless it's actually true. Wait. What do you mean, the truth? So your truth is their truth? I thought your truth was your truth. Your truth can't be the truth. It's just your truth. The truth is objective. Your truth is subjective. And it's an objective. So she's conflating objective truth and subjective truth. Interesting. Yeah. To learn for myself how much I crave its very existence. You mean your truth. Which is the truth, even though it's your truth. And you have to make that distinction that it's your truth versus actual truth, but then you're saying your truth is actual truth, which means it's not your truth. What? Oh, yeah. If truth were a drug, it would be my favorite high. You mean your truth? Oh, I agree with you. Your truth is probably like a drug. Yeah. I don't think you could handle the actual truth, though. I'm gratified for each and every time that I felt I wasn't getting what I needed from a man. You felt you weren't getting what you needed, or you were actually not getting what you needed? And could you tell us what you needed so we can judge whether or not your needs were actually being met or your needs were unrealistic? Oh, no, you're not going to tell us that, because if you told us that, then we might see that you have unrealistic wants and expectations, which would be your fault. Because, in fact, I wasn't. It was only through looking at what I didn't have that made me realize what I do want. You want what you didn't have. But was what you had enough? Was what you had what you can realistically expect? Or was it unrealistic? See, not enough detail. That's quite on purpose, I believe. She wants to keep herself in the dark more than anybody else. While I may travel along empty back roads by myself at times, I don't know what the fuck that means, I also have realized that it's okay to not accept less than what I deserve. Oh, really? Well, how do you determine what you deserve? Where are you getting this? So what do you deserve? You going to tell us? No. Of course, we all know what she thinks she deserves. Six-figure guy. Probably high six figures. Maybe even seven figures. 6+ feet. Preferably 6'3". Not a 6-inch cock, but at least an 8-inch cock. 8-pack. Oh, I see. We know. Come on. We all know what she really thinks she deserves. Why? Why do you, what do you mean you deserve? It's okay to not accept less than I deserve, regardless of if it makes sense to others or not. Here's her truth again. So what others think doesn't matter. What, you know, reality might dictate you're going to get as opposed to what you want. Oh, no. I don't care about that. You know, so you don't care about reality. You just care about your truth. It might explain why you're alone. I am thankful for the insecurities that your actions brought out in me. Uh-huh. Yeah, okay, I see, yeah. Because if it hadn't, I wouldn't be the woman I am today. Do you really want to be the woman you are today? I mean, you're alone. You don't really have a realistic, objective idea of who and what you are because you think you deserve way more than you do. Because if you didn't think that, you wouldn't be alone. In looking at what emotions the behaviors of the others were triggering in me, well, how strong are you? If other people are triggering you, controlling you, and manipulating you to act in a way that is different than you want to act. I thought you were strong and independent. Strong and independent people are not triggered or manipulated by others. I had the ability to look at myself. I don't think you have any such ability. And make the choice on how I wanted to feel. But do you though? Do you really have control over how you feel? I don't think you do, honey. It was only through this. I mean, you just said you don't. Oh, but now you do because you learned you didn't. I think you're deluding yourself. It was only through this experience that I learned no one can make me feel a certain way unless I give them permission to do so. Well, that's true. There's truth there. Even though at the time it is never easy, I am simply so grateful that you never loved me enough. Who? Who's she talking about here? One man? No, we know it ain't one man. How many men has this broad been with? It sounds like a lot. So you're telling me all these men you were with, none of them loved you? By the way, if you've been with that many men, like dozens, wouldn't it make sense that you're the problem? I mean, just statistically speaking, if you've been with 50 men, is it really likely that in all of those interactions, all 50 of them were the problem, but you, who is the common denominator, isn't? That doesn't make much sense. Oh, but that's your truth. So, it's true regardless of whether it's actually true. Oh, yeah. Anyway, we never loved the same way twice. The fuck? What? That's nonsense. Love is an involuntary deep appreciation for the virtues of others. It's absolutely the same. What is she talking about? And while I know in your own way you did love me, you just said they didn't. Oh, in their own way. It wasn't the kind that could keep me warm on a blustery winter's eve. Translation, it didn't make me feel butterflies. Or the butterflies didn't stick around long enough. Even though that's normal. Thank you for showing me that I don't want someone to be only half in love with me. I don't know what that means. Or to merely appreciate me, but to leave them breathless. By the way, aren't you choosing these guys? I don't get this. It's like somebody keeps choosing piece of shit clunkers to buy as their daily driving car, and then they complain about these piece of shit clunkers they've chosen. These cars are all piece of shit. Goddamn, all these car makers and the fucking dealer that sold me these cars. But didn't you choose the cars? Shouldn't you maybe educate yourself about motor vehicles so that you stop choosing clunkers? Shut up, Sixes, bigot! Men are evil! Cars are evil! Okay, honey, yeah. Yeah, anyway, the story continues. I am so grateful that I was able to feel what it was like to be trapped by normality. Uh-huh. So having a normal life is a trap? So I guess what she means is a traditional life, right? Yeah, because your non-traditional life has made you so happy with no kids and no husband and no legacy. Yeah, because it taught me that I will never fit into any sort of box or label. Well, that's a choice, isn't it? I was not put here to make others feel comfortable. Well, that's obvious. You can't keep a man. But instead, to make them feel alive. You mean to make yourself feel alive. Because if you're not making somebody feel comfortable, how the fuck are they going to feel? What does that mean, live? Butterflies! although being alone was tinged in isolation at times. I see where this is going. She's trying to make herself feel comfortable about being a spinster. I realize now that it was in those moments that I was able to take root and bloom into myself. What does that mean? I don't know what that means. This is gobbledygook sophist talk. What does that mean? All these emotional arguments and these... what does that mean? Bloom into myself? What the fuck does that mean? Finding our own way in this world where so many think they know what is right for each of us is the most difficult work we will do. Yeah. I will always be... But why don't you tell us what's right for you? And then we can judge for ourselves if you've actually made good choices. No, because they're rooted in my truth. So your truth has no say. But didn't you say your truth is in line with truth? So my truth would also be in line with truth and could have some validity in your truth? No! Oh, I will always be grateful for you trying to change me so that I was able to realize I am exactly as I should be. Really? Are you, though? then why are you trying to bloom and change and grow if you're fine as you are? I'm so appreciative for you having tried to make me the woman behind the man. Yeah, we know that's bullshit, right? Yeah. They don't want to be the woman behind the man. They want the dude who's already reached the finish line and won the gold fucking medal. They want all the fruits, all the rewards without putting in the requisite work. So that's bullshit right there. Because it was there in the shadows I learned that I am meant to be a partner, nothing else. A partner? That's more feminist mumbo jumbo. I don't need a partner. I'm doing just fine by myself. What the fuck do I need a partner for? Fuck that. Fuck you. Well, I wouldn't fuck this broad. I wouldn't want to be within fucking 30 feet of this broad. I wouldn't fuck her with your cock, viewer. I can create a lot more trouble in this world. Trouble? Yeah. I want a broad that identifies, defines herself as somebody that's a troublemaker. Oh, yeah, that's... oh, boy. In this world, next to a man who appreciates the burn of originality. Oh, yeah, you're so original. You sound like every other fucking feminist I've heard. You're the biggest NPC on the fucking planet. There's nothing original about you, sweetheart. anyway, in italics, it continues by saying, thank you for attempting to dim my light. Oh, yeah. Yeah, because that's what men do. We're all oppressors, right? And if you bow down to normality, that's letting yourself be oppressed as a wayman, right? What about the men? What if men bow down to normality? Well, they're the ones that decided that normal. What the definition for normal is, so it benefits them. Aha, I see. Thank you for attempting to dim my light, so I learned I needed to burn as bright as I could. So being a bitch is burning bright? That's what women think. They really think that. They think being difficult and objectionable and trying to pawn themselves off as some gross caricature of a man, which is just basically them being as obnoxious as humanly possible, is burning bright. Thank you for being afraid of the power of my sexuality. Oh, get the fuck out of here, honey. I'll grab you, throw you on the bed, and fuck your brains out. You got no power. I got the power, bitch. Don't kid yourself. Men have the power in the fucking bedroom. And if you're assertive and strong and take control, oh, man, she's going to be addicted to you. Spare me this power of my sexuality bullshit. Nobody's afraid of your sexuality, by the way, honey. And the men, are you kidding me? Men are coming, men are left and right banging you, which is why you're so fucking damaged. There ain't no intimidation going on there. And the mysteries of my eyes. What? I don't know what that means. Mysteries of your eyes. Okay, whatever, honey, yeah. Because it taught me that only those who can match my passion should be allowed to share it with me. Oh, really? Oh, really? Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. Match your passion. I don't know what that means. I mean, you're virtually guaranteed that you're going to be alone because the kind of dudes that you want are going to be much older than you, which means in most cases, they're not going to have the kind of libido that you have. So automatically, you're excluding the majority of men, even if they are higher tier. And I guarantee you, though, she'll overlook the passion part if he makes enough money. I could just find myself a side, Chad. Yeah, of course. Thank you for being scared of my intelligence. Oh, yeah, we're real afraid of your intelligence. Yeah, you sound like a fucking Einstein. Sure, yeah. In the depths of my mind. Because it taught me there's a difference in loving how I look or how I make you feel versus loving who I really am. What? Thank you for not being the man that I needed. How many men have you been through? None of them? None of them lived up to your expectations? That says more about your expectations than it does about the quality of the men, honey. So that instead I was able to see the woman I already was. But you just said you're still growing in your own life's journey. And you're still growing and changing, and that's a necessity, and that's a good thing. So if that's the case, you're clearly not the person you want to be yet. Thank you for never having the balls to stake a claim on my heart. You just said that nobody lived up to your expectations. So that's... Yeah, so when you say stake a claim on my heart, you're implying that none of the men that you dated wanted to commit to you. But now you're saying throughout this article that, no, that wasn't the problem. The problem was that they didn't live up to my high standards. So I'm guessing among all those men, some of them had the balls to stake a claim, but they didn't live up to your standards. So that's not having balls. I see. Yeah. Because it left a space and opportunity for someone who will be brave enough to take a chance on the wonderful desire of the unknown, someone who will cultivate every trait you tried to suppress. So it's my job to make you the best person you can be? Doesn't sound very strong and independent to me. If you're so independent, you don't need me to cultivate your traits. Sounds like you're talking about needing a mentor. Thank you for being all wrong. Oh, yeah, all the men you've dated were wrong. Yeah. Because it showed me what right will look like. And for that, I will always be eternally grateful. Oh, yeah, it showed you what right will look like. I see. You're telling me all these guys were diametrically opposed to what you actually want, really? Well, then it's your fault for choosing those men. No. The right man will love all the things about you that the wrong man was intimidated by. Oh, I see. So again, no matter how you are, no matter what you are, no matter the issues you have, the damage that you have within you, how damaged you are because of all the past relationships you've had that have failed because of your unrealistic expectations, there's somebody out there that'll accept you that way, right? Yeah, but he's not going to be the dude you want. He's going to be some weak, blue-pilled, beta male dude with very low standards, which means he's going to have very low self-esteem. And he's going to be a blue-pilled, beta dude. You're not going to want him. So you are essentially going to be a spinster for the rest of your life. And that's also your choice. I see. So there you go, guys. There you go. This is today's modern-day woman. They're all like this, minus a few exceptions, which just prove the rule. Don't disprove it. And so interesting. Let me know what you think of this broad, by the way. Is she in denial? Is she totally, completely lacking in self-awareness and is nothing more than an NPC? Oh, perfect example of the modern-day woman. Or am I all wrong? Am I way off base? And is she perfect? And it's every man in the world. That's the problem and it's flawed. Let me know in the comment section, and please like and subscribe to my BitChute channel. If you have not already, bitchute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. That is bitchute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. And let me know what you think.